Cardiff, this is Kevin.
Hi, Kevin. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Pretty good. I didn't expect to get anybody on the phone, but I got a reservation code here for you.
Okay. Just give me a few seconds here so I can get to the proper page.
All right.
Okay, I'm ready when you are.
All right, 2411-1301-0016-6222.
Tony Wireman?
Yes.
Okay, got you here. And you're out of Wheatfield, Indiana?
Right.
All right. How can I help you, sir?
Well, you're one of the few people I've seen that's seen through all this stuff that actually has secured loans. I've got about 5 loans and 3 credit cards that I would like to get rid of, pay off, and get a term up to 5 years on. I've already tried to go through the bank and do it. Just because I'd like to continue to grow the business. Right now we're kind of stagnant, just trying to pay some of this stuff off. And we will be in about 9.5 months. At the end of May, I'll pay off my first loan. But that's not one of them I want to pay off, because that's a loan like your unsecured loans where I don't get any credit by paying them off early. I pay the interest anyway, so there's no reason to pay those off. But I have 5 loans on pieces of equipment that's worth probably almost double what I owe on it right now, that I'd like to pay it off, get a loan to pay it off. And all of it together, including the 3 credit cards, is probably about $120,000.
Okay.
Give or take, again, because it goes up and down. And I figured it up. I'm paying over $5,000 a month on these loans, and a bunch of them are going to be paid off within 2 years. So I thought if I refinance them, get the payment down, do it over 5 years, get a decent interest rate, you know, I could be saving $3,200 a month.
Okay. Sounds about right.
Well, that's what I would like to do. I don't know if you can do it or not. Like I said, most of the guys that send me this stuff, they call me, everything's unsecured. I've got 5 of those unsecured loans, and Not really overly fond of them. The rates are just way too high.
You say you have 5 unsecured loans?
Yes. I said that wrong. I've got 5 of those lease purchases where you can't pay them off early. You can pay them off early, but you still pay all the interest, so there's no reason to pay them off early. Along with my houses, I have a total of 12 loans. I got 2 home loans, 5 loans on equipment that's a regular loan, and then 5 on equipment that's leases, I guess you'd call them. They're not standard loans, let me put it that way.
Okay. But none of those unsecured working capital loans?
One of them is. The one that I'm paying off first in 9 months is a unsecured working capital loan, a $30,000 loan that I got to pay back $36,000, and I'm paying $92.22 a day, Monday through Friday, other than holidays.
Okay. And
that right there is $2,000 a month that I'm paying that's going to be done in 9.5 months, like the last week of May.
And who is that with?
Direct Capital.
Okay.
I've got 2 or 3 of those other loans with Direct Capital, too.
Okay.
And I have 1 other loan with another company that does the same thing.
Who is that?
And I can't tell you the name of it off the top of my head.
Okay, no biggie. How Have you requested payoffs as of now for the equipment?
Well, about a month ago I did.
Okay, perfect.
Company that either called me or sent me something. The only thing that's changed since then is I had two of my trucks tear up on me, so I had to put a lot of extra money on my credit cards to take care of that. But as of right now, we're paying down about $7,000 a month on principal and all this stuff.
Gotcha.
I've got two of my loans that were out 5 years that are the longest terms that I've got, and I've been paying on those for about 8 months. Everything else is short. Like, for example, I've got a loan with the bank that's 3 years old. It was a five-year loan. I've got 2 years left on that. That's $480 a month. I've got a 30-month loan on my Freightliner with the trailer that came with it. That's $2,300 a month. And I've been paying on that since July, 13 months. I think we paid the first and last month down, and I paid on it 13 months in a row. So 15 out of 30. I probably got about 15 or 16 months left.
Okay. So you started the process with somebody to do this kind of refinance deal. It sounds like you have started, you said a month ago you got the payoffs for somebody else. Why didn't you wrap that one up?
Well, last one they called me, just kept telling me they were going to make me happy, they were going to make me happy. I was trying to buy a shop. Obviously, I'm in the trucking business, so I want to have a shop of my own to work on my own trucks, save a lot of money that way.
Yeah, absolutely.
And this company said they go up to $2.5 million. I said, well, I don't need $2.5 million. I need $1 million. And they said, well, what's my gross revenue? Well, with all seven of my trucks, I'm probably grossing $1.5 million, maybe closer to two. But all of that's not mine. A couple of these guys here are buying these trucks off me, so they're owner-operators. They get the bulk of the money. And so anyway, I told them what we were doing. I told them I got a shop over here. The guy wants $1 million for the shop. I said, if I get $1 million loan, what I would do is I pay off all these loans that I'm talking to you about, not the ones that are leases, but the regular loans. I'd pay all them off, eliminate about $5,000 a month of my payments, go over there and offer this guy $700,000 for his shop, and the payment on it would go over 30 years. I don't know if you'd get a commercial loan on a business like that for 30 years or not, but that was what I was figuring on. I'd get it for 30 years, and I'd go ahead and my payment on that place would be maybe $1,000 more than what the payments I just paid off on my trucks. Mm-hmm. So basically, I'd be getting the shop for free. The only difference was that is a 30-year loan, and my trucks are, you know, 2, 3, and 4 years.
Right.
So, anyway, that was my theory, my thought process, and they come back and offered me, I think, $180,000. And I said, $180,000? Well, they wanted to pay off my existing leases and my working capital loan. I said, why would I pay off that stuff? I said, I got to pay those people that gave me direct capital, those guys, the money, the profit, anyway. And I'm going to turn around and give you the profit for the exact same loan?
Pay interest on interest?
Do what?
Essentially paying interest on top of interest.
I'm sorry, I still can't hardly hear you.
I'm saying you would essentially be paying interest on top of interest.
Well, I'd be paying the same interest for the same amount of money twice. Yeah.
Exactly.
I said, no, I'm not going to do that. I said, why would you want to pay those off for me? Why wouldn't you want to pay the other ones off? Well, I at least get a benefit of no more interest. I said, I don't pay as much money. I said, that seems to make sense to me. And I said, no, I'm not interested. Forget it. So they were going to give me $180,000, but I don't want $180,000. I want what I need. And the fact is, I mean, it would lighten things up for me a little bit, but I'm not in a needy situation.
Right.
You know, we're doing just fine. I've never made a late payment. We're not going to make a late payment. But it would ease things up for me, and if I wanted to buy another truck, I could. If I wanted to buy a piece of property and get in a shop of my own, which is what I'd like to do, I could.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, it's probably going to take me about 2 years before I can get a shop because of these payments right here. The first one is that working capital loan to be paid off in 9.5 months. The second one is my first. No, the second one is the $2,300 payment. It's about 16 months left on it. And then First Source Bank is right after that at $480. 5 months later. And so after I pay the first one off over the next 16 months or something like that, I'll pay off every single one of those regular loans. All five of them will be gone. The only thing I have left is those lease agreements, lease purchases. And some of those are short-term, too, but that's okay.
All right. Well, let's do this. I'll get your email address. I am going to send you our equipment form, which is our secured, let me see here, our application for a secured loan form. Let me see here. First of all, what's the best number to reach you at in case for some reason I lose you or this email doesn't go through?
219-510-3769.
You said 219-510?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
3769.
And what is your email address?
Tony Wireman, 1961. Boy, I haven't used this in a while. Let's see. Tony Wireman, 1961@gmail.com, I believe.
@gmail.com. Okay. And are you in front of the computer now?
No, sir.
Okay.
I'm an over-the-road truck driver myself. That's what we do. We haul potatoes in the Frito-Lay.
Okay. Now, would you be, are you considered an owner-operator?
Yes.
Okay. And
I'm a full-time truck driver. My daughter runs the business for me.
Okay. How many employees and how many trucks and trailers in your fleet?
Let's see. We have 7 trucks, 8 trailers, and, well, I just fired a guy the other day for stealing diesel fuel at the pump, so I'm down to 5 drivers and Jenna and 2 girls work in the office, so there's about 9 of us all together.
Okay. And are any of your trucks, are you, for the most part, sounds like you'd be short haul, any of those sleeper cabs, or are they all standard cabs?
They're all sleeper cabs.
Okay.
They're all over the road trucks. 6 of the trailers are reefers.
Okay.
The other 2 are insulated vans.
Okay. Now, do you want me to pay off quotes? Okay. Do you want me to CC your daughter and make allow her to, or do you want to maybe forward her my contact information or let her know I am who I am in case you're out of the office and she needs to send paperwork to me? Or
well, she is the one that's going to send all the stuff to you.
Okay. Do you want me to send this email to her as well?
She'll get your email, too.
Oh, she will. Okay.
What?
I was asking if I should send it to her as well, but it sounds like she keeps an eye on your email address as well.
Yeah, that's why I was kind of having to try to remember it. I don't use email. I don't do anything on a computer or play games. I do look at my email once in a while, but most of the time she looks at it. So.
Okay. All right, perfect. All right, do you have a pen or a pencil handy so I can give you my direct phone number in case for some reason this email doesn't go through? I'll have my direct phone number in the email, but if it doesn't go through, I want to make sure you can track me down and we're not just in
okay,
limbo.
What's your name again?
My name is Kevin.
Okay.
Last name is Bice, and that's spelled B like boy, I-C-E. And the direct phone number is 858-519-5050.
5050. Okay. Sounds good.
Alrighty. So I sent that email. So if she has any questions, just let me know. Or if you have any questions, let me know. And we'll get the ball rolling here for you. Get some numbers over and show you what we're going to be able to save.
All right, sir. Sounds good. You haven't asked me about my credit score.
Well, I don't really have to. I mean, if you've got the ability to have obtained these loans to begin with, my gut tells me that you'll be fine. Is there anything I should know about?
No, just I was surprised. Everybody else always asked, so I figured you would.
Yeah, I mean, I've been doing this for a really long time, and half the time, scores are different than what people think they are. Either one, because they're being deceptive, or two, they just don't really know. Which is why I also don't like to quote numbers before I see it, no matter what they say their credit score is. You know, it's just not really fair to you. It's not fair to myself. So, just kind of is what it is.
All right. Sounds good. I will go ahead and send that email into that address, and I'll probably have Jenna get on it on Monday.
Sounds like a plan.
All right, Kevin, thank you. It's nice to talk to you. Have a good week.
Thank you. It was you as well. You have a great weekend, too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.